I saw an article in the Courier Mail recently suggesting that dengue fever cases are spiking in Bali and that Australians are coming home with it. The article reads, "Go to Bali, they said. It'll be fun, they said." The comment posted to, yes, Facebook, a Facebook group for Bali travellers, has caused a lot of concern. Now, from my understanding, dengue fever has already and been in Bali for quite some time, but I get the impression from the article that it's spiking, and I know a lot of my listeners go to Bali for their holidays. I also wanted to talk briefly this morning about this new strain of flu. When should we get our vaccinations? How effective are these vaccinations? Are they free? Do some people pay? How does it all work? Our resident GP, the No BS doctor, Dr. Philip Norrie, joins us again. It's been a while, so it's about time we got you back, Dr. Cranky Pants. Hello.
Hi, g'day.
How you been, all right?
Yeah, I've been flat out. I'm doing two books about my father-in-law, Ron Vivian, and about the portrayal of women in cartoons in World War II, and I'm
Ginger
doing
Megs.
A thesis on him. Yeah, Ginger Megs.
Ginger Megs, yeah.
I'm doing a thesis on him, and I'm now I'm going to do a TV documentary series about the history of wine as a medicine and why wine's good for you to counteract all the BS that's coming from the anti-alcohol lobby.
Oh, God, there's so much to talk about. Now, I wanted to talk about dengue fever in Bali. I wanted to talk about the flu here in Australia. But I will say this. Is it true that you are the most doctored doctor with 8 degrees, 4 masters, a PhD? Are you the most degreed doctor in Australia?
As far as I know, I'm the most degreed doctor in Australia. I've got my basic Bachelor of Medicine, Bachelor of Surgery, which is your basic doctoral degree you can be a doctor with. I got 4 masters, a PhD and an MD, all by thesis. So that's 8 degrees.
So in other words, you can't sit still.
I'm hyperactive, yeah.
ADHD?
I've got ADHD, yeah.
Yeah, I think I do too. So you just can't sit still. You finish one degree, you do another. The most degreed doctor in Australia, folks, Dr. Philip Norrie. Doc, dengue fever. You read the article from the Courier Mail. Do we need to be alarmed? Because a lot of my listeners go to Bali and they're going to be concerned about this.
Well, dengue fever's been around for ages. You can get it in Queensland. It's just any subtropical area. So Queensland has it and Bali has it. It's just there's been a spike. And I think the spike is because everyone's slack about it. There's the vaccine for it is not that effective, 55% coverage, but they've only tried it in people who are in endemic areas. So you can forget a vaccine and there's no specific treatment, just maintaining fluids and so you don't dehydrate and keeping the fever down. But there's nothing new about it, but the way you prevent it is the big thing is MOSI prevention. So you would be wearing long sleeve shirts, you would be wearing long pants, you would be spraying anywhere that's exposed with AeroGuard or RID or whatever, and just keep the mozzies at bay. I mean, mozzies are very interesting things. You know, they've got dengue fever and you've got malaria that everyone knows about, which is a terrible disease. There's sleeping sickness in Africa and in Australia. You've got Ross River virus. The mozzies great at spreading disease. They're good little vectors.
Yeah.
And I think what's happening is everybody goes to Bali and they're slack in their mozzie protection and therefore the mozzies win and they lose.
So basically you can get a vaccination, but it's only got about 55% efficacy, which is the word that I learnt during COVID. Effectiveness is the other word. Or just make sure you've got plenty of AeroGuard, plenty of anti-mozzie stuff all over you. Malaria was a big disease carried by mozzies. Do we still see that?
Yep. And yellow fever. Yellow fever is another big one carried by mozzies. So mozzies are great at spreading disease.
They're very effective, aren't they? Very effective. Can we talk about the flu, this year's flu? How serious is it, Doc?
Well, they always say that, you know, this is going to be the worst flu. I mean, every year is the same. Basically, because we're in the southern hemisphere, we always follow the northern hemisphere. The northern hemisphere's got the most population, therefore what they have in their winter is what we're going to get in our winter. So the Commonwealth Serum Laboratories people go around to Europe and North America and they start sampling everything, and then they work out what the top four strains are. Then they go back to Melbourne and start making up their potion. So every year we have four different strains, which are the most effective strains and popular strains in the northern hemisphere. So if you get the vaccine, it should protect you, because we know what we're going to get, and therefore we've made the vaccine to counteract it. It's the northern hemisphere that cops it all the time, because they're the ones that generate the new variations, variants, and so their vaccines are not as effective because we follow them. Therefore, we know what the top four strains are going to be, and we can protect ourselves from them with our more effective vaccines.
So I intend to get my vax. I get it every year from you. This year's vaccine, is there plenty of it?
Yeah, I mean, there's always plenty of it. And the best time to get it is late April, early May. So you're ready for June, and it will cover you for after August. If you get it too early, you might be as covered, well covered for August.
All right, well, I'll come and see you soon. You'll enjoy that.
Yes, I'll get a blunt pre-loved needle for you.
Yeah, I know. Thank you very much. Thank you. When Doc Norrie does acupuncture, he doesn't use needles. He uses his golf shoes. It's a treat to watch. Doc, your book on wine, your TV series on wine, I've been wanting to talk to you about that topic just on its own, and we'll do that very soon. But you're doing a TV series about the health benefits associated with wine. I know you've often spoken to me personally about resveratrol. What is it?
Okay, resveratrol is an antioxidant that prevents disease. So when we're aging, we're rusting, okay? So we're oxidizing. So just like metal rusts and oxidizes, when we age, we're oxidizing. That's why everybody tries to find the perfect antioxidant. And in most cultures, there is the flavor of the month antioxidant. In our society, it's vitamin C, vitamin E, and France, it's garlic, and in China, it's ginseng. But those things like vitamin C, vitamin E, and all those only partially cut out oxidation, about 20%. But the three antioxidants in wine, resveratrol, quercetin, and epicacotin, cut out 100% of oxidation. So they stop oxidation or aging 100%, which is five times better than vitamin C and your vitamin E and your garlic. So when you do that, you're preventing vascular disease and you're preventing dementia. People don't realise that if you drink wine in moderation regularly, you reduce your dementia rate by 80%. Now, that's an incredible figure. There's no pill that I could give you as a doctor that would even come near matching that. Yet there it is. It's God's gift to humanity. I call wine the thinking person's health drink to help you die young as late as possible, which is the purpose of medicine. We're trying to help people die young as late as possible. And here's this perfect vehicle called wine. It's God's gift to mankind. Now, there's just been another study from Sweden that's just come out showing that dementia rates reduced by 75%, which basically backs up the Bordeaux study and the American Veteran study, which says it reduces it by 80%. Now, that's for several reasons. One, it reduces vascular disease, which is a big cause of dementia. You can get vascular dementia. But it also protects the neurons or the nerves in your brain by preventing inflammatory damage to the neurons, okay, and increases certain enzymes which protect the brain and the nerve cells. But it's the anti-inflammatory effect, and mm-hmm. resveratrol is very effective at it. And that's why I made resveratrol enhanced wine to increase the amount of resveratrol in the wine 20-fold. So it's the most healthy wine there is. Yeah.
And it's Australian grapes. Look, he's the wine doctor. He's not only got 8 degrees, he's also the wine doctor. We call him the no BS doctor. The Wine Doctor. Just look, just Google The Wine Doctor. Is it .com.au or something like that? What is it? I've just gone into Google and typed in Wine Doctor and found you.
Yeah, okay. Well, basically, my website's www.drdr for Dr. Norrie, N-O-R-R-I-E. So if you go www.drnorrie.info, bingo, up I come.
But you look it up, and red wine and resveratrol, an anti-oxidizing agent, and his wine is reinforced with it. Yeah, yeah. All right. Hey, listen, Doc, good to hear your voice. Thank you for that. I'm glad I won't come back dead with dengue fever when I go to Bali in July. But, yeah, nothing to be worried about if you use common sense. Plenty of AeroGuard. Tropical.
Well, it's basically prevention, so you keep the mozzies away.
That's what you need, yeah. Because it's not just dengue fever, as you were saying. It's a lot of other little nasties. They're very, very good at spreading terrible diseases. Mozzies, aren't they? All right, Doc Noel. And remember, red wine, resveratrol. Look up the Dr. Norrie, or the Wine Doctor, and you can find out where you can buy his wine. You can buy it online. Thank you for that, Doc. Talk soon.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, mate.